So I like Atlanta better than Albany, too.
Albany is a rat
pit. I prefer Brown to Georgia Tech, I think.
Definitely.
But they got some pretty damn cool gizmos here.
In general, I think if you judge an academic conference by the quality of its spread, we're definitely at a par with Brown, and depending on how lunch pans out tomorrow, we might be a neck ahead in the party. I expect there'll be some free top call liquor there.
It's possible. Well, if it's at the Macquarium, somebody's sponsoring it, yeah.
Is that where we were the first night?
No, this is some, I don't know, internet company of some kind. They got money, those internet companies. I like Coover's son.
Me too, he seems real serious. I couldn't.
He went to the University of Chicago.
Because of my earwax thing, I couldn't really follow everything you guys were talking about. And I'm confused as to what his main medium is. He seems to be an artist, but does he paint or what?
He's an ethnographer.
An ethnographer?
He's like a, sort of a, he invented his own field, more or less.
And how is it possible that he's teaching at the Art Institute of Chicago and yet working for winemakers in Burgundy?
He's doing documentary work on Burgundy. Doing a lot of research. Going to the wine country. Hooking up with his French girlfriend. Drinking wine. And,
I hope his dad is proud.
I'm sure his dad is proud.
Can't be easy being a dad, though.
I'm sure it's not. Especially if you gotta deal with this whole, little baby movement you're nurturing at the same time.
Yeah, shit. Nurture a kid and a movement at the same time.
And then write books on the side.
Yeah, and that's always his, like, his spare time job. He's still a full-time experimental novelist, as far as I know.
Oh, yeah, and he teaches, too.
He teaches hypertext. He's nurturing his students. We saw some of their work. It's pretty impressive.
He's got some time management techniques.
He's got a lot of energy. He's a spry.